That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to the Elm Park Rolls preview show for our game against Middlesbrough. I've been joined by Dave Stevens to have a chat. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing well today, thank you. Looking forward to talking some more, especially after that win.
Yes, let's have a look back at that quickly. A 2-0 win against Bristol City. We all know that Bristol City weren't great, but we did the job professionally and no issues at all. You'd take that every day of the week, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Worried going in, no Laurent. You wonder how that's going to affect it. But after a slow start, that was everything you want from a performance and two great goals, including, the very mobile Michael Morrison.
Yes, totally amazing, isn't it? Well, it's quite incredible, isn't it, how Maradona has picked up. And we look at the other players in that game, like Lucas Jou, just doing Lucas Jou things, as I said on the previous podcast, at least playing well. I can't really take any negatives from that performance. In the context of the opposition, you'd probably play exactly the same team against Middlesbrough on Saturday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think you would. Obviously, if Laurent was just rested, as some rumours have suggested, then maybe you bring him back in. But, you know, it's hard to change a winning side. And I must say, after some of the comments I made on Twitter about Holmes coming off was the wrong decision at the weekend, I thought Yadam was great the other night. So good stuff.
Yeah, actually, I spoke to a very good source at Reading Football Club today, and it looks like Josh Laurent will be available for the game on Saturday. He's looking a lot better than he was at the beginning of the week when he was having a few issues from accumulation. But kind of, it's just so positive about Reading, isn't it? Despite the fact that we had those two defeats, we still played really well in one game against Brentford. Kind of, we have this game, then we have the Wigan game coming up. If we can get 6 points here, that's going to be huge, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's posed right now, or poised, I should say, where you got Borough, who are knocking on the door of the playoffs. So, you know, set a bit more distance between us and them. That's great. And then Wickham, you know, no easy games in the division, but they should be there for the taking. So, want to see a good result there. So, yeah, 6 points has to be the target.
Yes, and obviously we're going to see the return of Mr. Warnock to the Madejski Stadium on Saturday. He's a love-hate figure, definitely, that's for sure, isn't it? And it would be so good if we could all be there, kind of giving him a bit of stick. He loves it, though, doesn't he, Dave? He
thrives
kind of thrives on that.
Yeah, he loves it. He's made a career out of it, and fair play to him. He is a good manager, you have to admit it, but not my cup of tea personality-wise, but... game would be quieter without him, so we'll give him that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, obviously, we probably will see Josh Laurent come back into the team when we see Estevez come out. But Estevez is kind of, he's dipped in and out the team this season. He's had his kind of low points, maybe, but he's still a very young player. I still think he's been a very positive signing.
Yeah, definitely a positive signing. You can see the talent there. And I think each game that he plays more than a couple of minutes in, he seems to get a chance. He set the bar a couple of times, if I remember rightly. He had one chance last game where he hit the defender. You just feel like a goal's coming. It's going to be a worldie. And then you're going to be, everyone will remember that rather than anything else. But he's not doing poorly in games. He's just not quite clicked to where everyone was expecting with the hype. But good signing. Happy to see him in the team anytime he is.
Yeah, and we saw the return of George Puskas back onto the pitch as well against Bristol City. And that's another positive, because at some point, Lucas Jou is going to have to miss some games because we're all worried that he's going to get injured. But he's played so many matches, to have a little bit of rotation, maybe we might see George Puskas start against Wickham. What do you think on that possibility?
Yeah, I think Wickham would be the one of the two that that would be chosen if that was the plan. I do think it's good to give Lucas a break because, you know, we know his injury worries. He's on a stormer this season, like 20 goals already, could push on to 30 quite easily. We don't want to lose that. Of course, the flip side is you can tell from his attitude, his expressions when things change, he doesn't want to have a rest. He wants to keep going. So a bit of man management and probably give him that rest, I would say, on Tuesday, yeah.
So what is your prediction for our next match against Middlesbrough then, Dave? Are you going to be positive? Are you going to go for a win? Or are you going to sit on the fence? Which way are you going?
PTSD from my Millwall prediction that went horribly wrong. So because it's Borough and because it's Warnock, I'm looking at a 1-1 draw.
Frustrations. It would not be a disaster, though, would it? It wouldn't be kind of
But I feel like Borough under Warnock, recent history, a draw is the most likely. But I do think that we're scoring pretty well at the moment. So let's go 1-1.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy match. No game against them. And you look at them, they're just outside the playoffs. It's a tough game always against them. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win, but I understand your reservations, Dave. But thanks for joining us. It's now time for Matt Williamson with the fan of the opposition. Cheers.
Thanks, Paul. I'm here with Johnny from the Borough Breakdown, and we're going to talk about the Middlesbrough side of things. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How's things with you?
Yeah, I'm really good, mate. I'm really good. Thank you.
How have Borough been getting on since that kind of dreadful 0-0 earlier in the season that we had to sit through?
Thanks for reminding me of that, Myth. I completely forgot that game existed, to be honest. It was at Borough, wasn't it? I don't think anything happened, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anything happened in that whole game for me to remember. But how are Borough doing? If you asked me before Christmas, I would have said flying. Playoffs definitely on the cards. Doing really well, looking really promising. And then we've went into after January slump, to be honest. Like, we always tend to slump in the new year for a good couple of months and then start to rally towards the end. And we this year's no other, to be honest. We've had that little slump. We've got some bad records over like the last few games. It's like, I think, one clean sheet in 11 games. We lost 7 out of the last 10 previously until the game against the game earlier on in the week. I can't remember. It's just my head's just gone. we've done all right, but I think playoffs are going to be a bit of a miss for us now.
I think every Reading fan wants to know, how is Warnock getting on? Has he dragged you down? Is it the same negative football that he plays everywhere else, or have you become an attacking team?
Look, Middlesbrough have never been an attacking team since the 90s, you know what I mean? When I think our attacking died in like 2007, when McLaren left to go to the England job and Southgate took over. So, look, with Neil Warnock, look, you get exactly what you just know what Neil Warnock brings, don't you? You get a hard working side, you know, and the horrible to play against. And this team's not like every other team, to be honest. It's a team that has probably brought the fans a little bit closer together. A team that is definitely one of the most hardest working sides in the league. But goal scoring itself has always been a problem for us. It's been a problem for us for many years, and Neil hasn't rectified that yet. But we are still getting results. So, I mean, everyone's happy when you win games, aren't they? So, yeah, we're doing a lot better than last year. So I feel like he's got a lot of leeway.
You have brought in a couple of attacking talents like Cabano on loan from Middlesbrough. And the kind of big story of the season so far has been Duncan Watmore coming in November. I'm not sure if people know about him, but he had kind of a dreadful 3 years up at Sunderland with injury. He came in on a short-term deal to Middlesbrough and then basically won himself a long-term contract with you. His goal against Huddersfield midweek was something special. So if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend go checking it out. How have you found Watmore and the new loanees in like Cabano and others that you brought in January?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me with Huddersfield, because the name just completely left my mind a minute ago. So Cabano from Fulham has been a fantastic signing. Bringing Mendes Lang in is also a different alternative. Appreciate he's been away from football for the last 3 months due to a small ban, and then also bringing in Yannick Bolasie too, who played the first two games against Norwich and Brentford and looked really bright. You know, he looked really solid, and then obviously he's injured now for a couple more weeks, so it's a bit of a shame. But the signings we've made have been fantastic, and the recruitment of have done very well in the January window, and hopefully they've given us a bit more of a boost. But as, in terms of Duncan Watmore, Matt, he's been fantastic. He really has been. You know, he's been that bright spark and that extra quality that we've needed at the start of the season. We didn't really create many chances, and we looked very lackluster, but we were still grinding out results. And then Duncan's came in, and fair play to him. He's not just earned himself a contract, he's probably earned himself a place in the starting 11 on a regular basis. But then also he's getting the attention that he probably deserves for his performances. And if I'm honest, that the goal against Huddersfield was fantastic, but it's also what exactly he brings to the team. He brings that directness, he brings that attacking flair that we need. And also he's just a very, very good talent to have in the Championship. I really hope that in the next couple of years that he fulfills that again and he gets himself back up the ladder again.
Yeah, because he started off in non-league at Altrincham for a little bit, and his career has really been quite something to behold. One of your other kind of key players so far this season seems to have been Paddington Eyre, at least from the outside, who up until the last 10 minutes at Huddersfield had played every minute of the season so far. He was sent off in that game. His red card has been overturned in the last kind of like hour. How has he been for you?
Yeah, Paddy McNair's been fantastic. You know, for someone who plays for number 10 in a number 10 role for his country and then plays centre back for us, is mental, to be honest. But you know, he's came and he's playing a completely different role to what he's been used to. Playing centre half as well is outrageous, but also become one of our top assisters by playing centre back says something. He's been very, very good, and you know, you can't knock him. He's played every single game and every minute of the Championship this year, bar from the red card. Then he's been thoroughly deserved. But we said on our last podcast that you worry a little bit for his fatigue. Will he make a mistake? Will something bad happen? And we kind of jinxed him with that one, didn't we? He got sent off. So, it's nice for him to get overturned. We do need him and the team, and I hope he plays on Saturday.
Because you've been kind of using, not necessarily makeshift centre-backs, I guess, but kind of players have moved into centre-back from different positions.
Yeah.
Has that been working well for you? Because you started off the season with a kind of like a 3-5-2 or 5-3-2. Then you went away to a 4 at the back, 4-2-3-1 for the majority of the season so far. At Huddersfield, you came back to the back five. How have the centre-backs been, and what do you think the formation will be on Saturday?
The centre-backs of McNair and Fry have been very good. You know, there's real quality there. McNair and Fry are two very modern centre-halves now. You know, they're very good on the ball, and they can play out from the back, and it's nice to see. But when you play a 3 at the back, we're a lot more balanced on that. We'll maybe put Dyke Steele in there. When we bought Dyke Steele initially, he was meant to be a right-back, but when you look at his career, he was a central midfielder for Charlton and then got moved to right-back. So when he does play more centrally, you can see he looks a little bit more relaxed and more balanced, and you see a little bit more quality from him. So it's been interesting to have these makeshift centre halves, but Dale Fry has just been that Borough lighthouse. You know, he heads everything away. He's good on the ball, and he's really fulfilling that potential that we spoke about for so many years. But in terms of how we'll line up on Saturday, I think we'll go 3 at the back. I really do. I think we'll probably stick with what we've got, with more of a 3-4-1-2. Or a 3-4-3, and we'll try and make things difficult for us, to be honest. You know, I think we've lost one game when we've played 3 at the back out of the 11 times we've played it. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Is it one of those where you are hoping for the draw and trying to nick something, or is it a bit more active than that?
Look, you go every game to win it, don't you? So, like, it depends how you play, isn't it? To be honest, if you're going to have most of the ball, that tends to suit us. If you want to cross the ball as much as you want, you can, because that's not our weaknesses. So I think we'll probably go into the game looking for the draw initially, I think. But if we can snatch it like we did last year, then hopefully we can get ourselves back in the mix again for playoffs. But if we don't and you beat us, I think it's pretty much season over for the playoffs.
I think that it's really interesting because Reading, you could argue almost exactly the same thing. We don't necessarily love having the ball. Paunovic kind of preaches possession, but doesn't necessarily follow through. So it could be another very dull 0-0, but hopefully not. Let's not curse it just yet. Have you got any worries going into Saturday? I know that you spoke about Fry. I think he might be coming back, but he has been injured the last few games. You have Tavernier, who's out injured as well. Your injury list doesn't seem to be quite as bad as others in the Championship, but is there anything that you're hesitant about?
If I'm looking at the opposition, there's a few players that I'm a bit precarious about. You know, I like Lucas Jow. I think Jow's been fantastic for you guys this year. He's probably the best championship striker bar Ivor Toney. And then you've also got me and Alyssi as well, who have both been fantastic for you guys this year as well. I appreciate if I've said those names wrong. I do apologise. But yeah, I think you know who I mean. But in terms of us, and if there's anything that we'll worry about, you know, we do have injuries. Tav is arguably our most creative player that we have. He's Mr. Versatile. He's played many positions this year and succeeded in all of them. But in terms of how we play, I think if we replicate what we did in the first half against Huddersfield, like that from what 15th minute to 45, then we won't have many problems. But we're a side that doesn't have much confidence at the moment. And I feel like if you get the first goal and you try and nick the second quite early doors, then it could be a really tough afternoon for us. But in terms of the game, like, look, we drew with Euro in the season. We've had some good results here and there against the top teams. So I'm not as worried, but I do think we should be able to get a result if we need to.
Do you have any fond memories of past meetings at the Medeski or at the Riverside? Is there anything that sticks out for you? I'm not saying this just to bring up the 3-2, the first weekend of the Premier League or anything.
Well, that's it. So I went to Medeski that day, and it was Southgate's first game. You know, we were just post the UEFA Cup final defeat against Sevilla, and you know, we thought, oh right, okay, well now McLaren's gone, we'll have Southgate. We didn't really want Southgate at the time, but no one would take the job. And yeah, that was a game where it just killed me, to be honest. I just remember like Kevin Doyle and Leroy Leiter giving us, just running the rings around us for the whole game, to be honest. And that was pretty much it. I think apart from that game, which I can remember very fondly because it was a long ride home. Of course, you've got to think of Adam Forshaw, 93rd minute, you know, 1-0, and that was the season that got us up, really. So yeah, probably that one.
To bring some balance to it, the other overriding memory I have of Middlesbrough Reading matches is Asamoah Longo absolutely bodying McShane for 90 minutes a few seasons back. That was a pretty dreadful afternoon for us, I think. I'm not sure Asamoah Longo is playing too much for you this time, so maybe we won't have the same issues.
Look, the thing is with Britt right now, that he's so close to the end of his Middlesbrough career. It's kind of like, is he giving everything? Do you know? I like Britt. I think that in the 4 years he's been here, we haven't really played with strengths at all. You know, he was renowned to be a poacher, have good wingers around him. He'll be in the box and he'll get your goals and 20 goals a season, and that's what we bought him for. And then unfortunately for him, he's played under the likes of Tony Pulis, Jonathan Woodgate, and now Neil Warnock, who, if you think that all those three managers, they aren't really renowned for their attacking flair either. So it's been quite hard for him. But yeah, I don't think you'll see much of him on Saturday. If he does start, I'll be surprised. I think we'll keep Fletch up front, and Fletch just came back and he offers us so much more. He brings a lot of players in, and he's good. He's a good centre forward, is Ashley Fletcher. So, yeah, I don't think you'll see much of Britt, but I think Fletch will start. And it's a good memory to have that. But I feel like a fresh memory, of course, is Patrick Roberts and winning at your place, because we really needed that win. We really needed it because we were heading down.
Yeah, Roberts, those two goals. It was two goals, right?
The free kick, yeah.
I can't remember. It was just a horrible afternoon as well. I kind of wrote off the back end of last season. This season is going a lot better. I'm much happier on this, you know, this season. And I would be remiss if not to ask you, what is your prediction for the weekend?
I just don't want us to get beat, to be honest. I think if we really need a good result, we really do. I think we need a good performance. I think if we have a good performance on Saturday, it can really ignite the back end of the season for us and maybe have some playoff hopes alive. But whether we do that, I'm not too sure. I think I'm going to go over draw again, you know, Matt. I think I'm going to go 1-1.
I think that's fair. I'm going to be a bit more optimistic. I'm going to say we're going to edge it. Probably 1-0. Probably a very scrappy game. I'm not sure. It won't be one for the neutrals, but
as long
as it's one for the Reading fans, I won't mind too much. Thank you very much for joining us, Johnny from the Borough Breakdown. Go and check out their pod. It's great. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you very much, mate. Thanks for having me.